This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Three women and at least six children from the United States have been killed in an ambush in northern Mexico. Mexico's security minister said the victims were members of the Liberan family, U.S. citizens who formed a fundamentalist Mormon community in the border region. The attack occurred when family members were traveling in three separate vehicles on a dirt road between the border states of Chihuahua and Sonora, according to several family members. AP's Sagar Magani reports on the reaction from the White House.
President Trump is offering Mexico help after several American citizens were killed in northern Mexico. The president's calling them wonderful people who got caught between two vicious drug cartels and tweets it's time for Mexico to wage war on the cartels with American help, adding, "You sometimes need an army to defeat an army." He writes the U.S. government stands ready to get involved and merely awaits a call from Mexico's president, whom he says has made fighting the cartels a top issue. Andres Manuel López Obrador, though, has favored a less militaristic approach, saying confronting the cartels has only led to more violence. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The killings were the latest in a string of recent attacks in Mexico. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani announced Tuesday that Iran would begin injecting gas into centrifuges at its Fordo nuclear facility. It's the latest in a series of steps backtracking on the 2015 International Nuclear Agreement. Rouhani said the injection of uranium gas into more than 1,000 centrifuges was set to start on Wednesday. The nuclear agreement called for Iran to convert Fordo into a research facility. Iran previously went past limits on the amount of enriched material it's allowed to stockpile and the allowed to which it is allowed to enrich uranium. You're listening to VOA News.